joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. We have Jake Bennett as he joins us here after the Newton girls fall to Indianola 40-28. Better job defensively tonight. Just couldn't quite really get the offense going, Jake.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm proud of our girls' effort as far as just being able to battle. Our goal was to be able to go in there and battle with them. And you know, anytime you can hold a team to about 40 or less points, you give yourself a really good shot to go in and win a game. So, you know, proud of the effort on that end. And yeah, offensively, just didn't get really shots to fall. Tonight wasn't our shooting night, so just came out on the wrong side of the scoreboard.
Did a lot better job against Madison Grover, their sophomore. She's a big presence in there height-wise. I believe she had 17 that first game.
Yeah, absolutely. And we knew that she was going to be one that we had to watch out for. Switching to a zone, 2-3 zone, we didn't do that the first game, so our 2-3 zone kind of packed that middle away and forced them to have to take shots. I think that kind of eliminated that part of their game a little bit, just kind of forced other people to have to step up and make shots. And, you know, they did that. They did that at the right times this game.
Yeah, a pretty good press. You did pretty good against the press is what I'm trying to say
Absolutely. And that was good to see, especially after the Albia game. That's kind of the thing that tore us apart a little bit. So to be able to go in here and execute well, and you know, that wasn't the thing that really killed us. It was just not making shots. So being able to go ahead and execute against their press and get the ball on the other side of the court and have opportunities to score from there, proud of the girls for being able to do that as well.
Yeah, it wasn't a real aggressive 1-2-2, but it was still a press nonetheless.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, you were able to get it across the timeline. What do you think you need to do to try and get this team going a little bit offensively? You know, you struggled here the last few games.
Yeah, it's just being able to execute a little bit better and then having confidence in the shots. We have to have our shooters just know that we have full confidence in them still, even though the shots aren't falling at the moment. We have absolute confidence that they will at some point, and you know that doesn't sway our ability to go out and make shots. So just having hands and feet ready, confidence in those shots going in, and you know just. The other thing is just have the mentality of if one doesn't go in, we just have to be ready to fire the next one and have a short-term memory.
Yeah, I'd like to get inside a little bit more. I mean, a lot of your offensive shots are from the outside.
Yeah, and Indianola, I think we did that a little bit better in the first half. Second half, they packed the paint a lot more, and so it took away our options to get short corner and high post a little bit. So they kind of said we're going to be able to do that and force you to have to shoot outside, and, you know, it was a good game plan against us, so.
As you look forward, you got another home game, and then you're going to be playing quite a few on the road here.
Yeah, it'll be kind of nice to get out and travel a little bit.
Eliminate some of the pressure from the home crowd? You
think? Yeah, we love playing here, and it's such a great gym. It'll be good to have to change the scenery a little bit and get out and kind of get used to what it looks like to get back on the road. I remember the last time I was in a bus.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. So, of course, the next opponent that's coming in here is no slouch either, Talis Center Grimes.
Yeah, and that's a good team. And, you know, we're excited to just go out and be, you know, battle with them the best that we can.
You mentioned before that, with your personnel, it's hard to replicate some of the press and the athleticism that you see in some of these other teams.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's true, especially with the team. They have a lot of people coming up that are well coached and have a lot of skill as well. So we're really excited, though, to be able to go out and do battle with them. And we think, you know, the people that we have in practice are enough, and we will replicate the best that we can and, prepare the best that we can for those teams as well.
Yeah, you can't fault fighting. The team fought all the way to the end. And like I say, you did a good job defensively here tonight. Living the team to about 40 points. And, of course, they had some put them on the line there towards the end to kind of raise that score. But, just try and get some of those shots to fall and help cross quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it really came down to the fact we put them on the line there to get the ball back in our hands. Yeah. And they made shots when they needed to. We didn't when we needed them. So, it was a good fought battle, defensive game for sure. And, you know, they props to them for having they're a well-coached team, and props to them for making shots when it mattered.
So one more question before we let you go. What are you going to work on? What are you going to work on in practice tomorrow?
We're probably going to stretch a little bit. We have a lot of games coming up, and so we're just kind of
take it a little easy,
a little bit recovery. We'll watch some film and just kind of prepare for DCG a little bit, fine-tune some of our things, and hit Monday a little bit better with being able to replicate some of that stuff that we see.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining us and coming up.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Jake Bennett joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, after Newton falls to Indianola by a score of 40-28.